Good morning. You listen to FloridaAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, I have two guests. I have Danny Crutchfield, the Vice President of Shaw's Flooring Network, and Danny Brock, the Vice President of the Retail Experience. How are you guys doing today?
Kemp, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm well.
I'm doing so good.
So we've been together here for a few days. We're in Orlando, and we're down here with 1,000 of your most loyal customers. Why don't you give us a brief history on this whole Shaw Flooring Network, Danny?
The Shaw Flooring Network really was an idea that was born back in the late 90s. And actually, Tim Balcom, who, of course, is our leader today, was really the originator of the idea of the Shaw Flooring Network. And it's kind of like our own group, if you will. You know, we value all of our customers. But we felt like there was a way to build something for our most loyal customers, if you will. And that's where the Shaw Flooring Network, we actually officially kicked it off in 1998. I was here in Orlando with Tim and helped him to lead that meeting. It's really flourished and grown. It's kind of changed over the years, but today it really is a focus for our team to really deliver our very best for our best customers.
Now, the theme this year is Believe, and actually it carries over from the 2 years ago, because this meeting happens every other year. And on the steps, as you walk, you know, from one area to another, you're asking the question, are you what you want to be? Because your daughter actually asked you that question. I think she said, Daddy, you look back on your career, are you doing what you want to do, right?
So the story, one night when my daughter was about 12, she looked at me and she said, Dad, are you what you want to be? And I said, no, I'm not. And she said, is it because you didn't believe in yourself or because you didn't work hard enough? So really that story resonated so well with our customers, you know, because that's something we can still impact. And I think it's what we want to be as a retailer. I think it's what we want to be as a network. And I think it's what, you know, really we want to be as an organization, our brands, all the things we're doing here. So it's been a great question for all of us to think about.
I would add to that this whole idea of belief. When you name something Believe, it's kind of like asking for patience. You're going to get it. You're going to get tested. You're going to get tried. When we name this thing Believe, you better believe we heard stories of belief. All the parts and pieces, they fit together so well. Because this idea of Believe is something innate in us. We are all wired to believe in something.
All right, so we've got some challenges we're facing. You've brought them out in this 2 days we've spent together. We're losing share of wallet, and I'm talking flooring is. And if we look at how much money's being spent on flooring, in the last 20 years, it's dropped from 11% to 6% of the remodel budget. And when a consumer gets in the space to buy, 40% of the time, she doesn't even buy. And it takes 6 months for her to get through the process. So those are some challenges, right?
Those are definitely challenges. I'm proud of the fact we share the data, right? We've done a lot of research to understand what's happening in flooring, what's happening in retail, and those are all really good points. But, and what we're trying to say here is, I mean, certainly our retailers can work on that, right? They're independent business people. They can do what they want and when they want to try to solve these things. But what we're saying is collectively together, there's real power if we go to work to try to solve these issues together. And I think that's what you're seeing. I mean, we know we deserve a greater share of wallet, but we're not going to get it just because we think we deserve it, right? We can believe that we need a greater share. But what we talked about this entire time is, okay, we might believe we need more share. We have to go do the work. And that's what this convention has really shifted to. Believing is where we started, but now going out and doing the work, bringing your belief through actions to life is what this has all been about.
Mm-hmm. And actually, a key message too for you is that we're stronger working together than doing it individually, right?
Absolutely. That was the point of our closing today, right? That certainly people can be nimble and quick on their own. We always say, alone you can go fast, but you can go far if we go together. And we need to go far because this convention has been more than about just trying to get an order for next month or this week and really even having a good 2025. This is about setting all of us up for a better 26 and a 27 and a 28. And it's there. I mean, the opportunity is in front of us, but we have to be willing to change and do some things differently to, again, to better connect to this consumer.
I got to make fun of you for a quick second. You hold seats for the media, and I sat down in the front row, and there was some Kleenex in my seat. You know, I thought, well, what would I need that? You know, I'm 65 years old. I don't cry. Anyway, you brought out first John Darrenbosch, one of your key speakers. What a gut-wrenching but also motivational speaker. His dad killed his mom, and then he ultimately forgave him. That was one tearjerker. Then Harlow's Helping Hands, one of your great retailer's son died in a pool, and they want to raise visibility so it doesn't ever happen again. And then today you brought St. Jude out. So I mean, super emotional connections, and everybody is holding hands in here, right?
Well, you know, I'm a big believer that if we can make people or get people to feel, yeah, we're in business to sell flooring, but I think what you've seen this week is it's about way more than flooring. It is about family, right? It's about connection. It's about the network working together, about believing each other. I mean, man, it helps so much when there's somebody to come alongside of us when things are tough. I mean, you think about the story we shared. You're right about Harlow's Helping Hands. I mean, they just simply reached out and said, can we just drive awareness? Can we have a 6-foot table? And the more we talked to them, we said, would you be willing to share your story? And they were, and it was so powerful. But that emotion has really caused people to connect with us at a deeper level. That's what we're excited about, because when you're really deeply connected, I mean, it's more than just getting an order. This is about building a relationship. It is a family. I mean, a lot of people talk about it. I think we actually do it here.
And you took everybody to Universal Studios, as you always do. And there's some takeaways. There's some things that you want people to do when they leave. Danny, tell us about some of those.
Oh, yes. We have lots of takeaways, actually. We built a how-to guide for convention. So we took about 49 breakouts. We had 3 mega breakouts. And all of the subject matter experts, we asked them for not only their content, but how to execute that, so that we could pull together a guide so that when you walk out of here, you have a place to start. Because that's half the battle, trying to figure out how to start, where to start, what do I do first? First, second, third. There's a whole how-to guide. In addition, the retailers have been asking us for a long time for ad content, TV content. They want digital, they want TV, they want traditional advertising. And for the first time ever, we brought producers here and pre-made ads. We have Pet Perfect, Cortec, and AT, but for the Pet Perfect ads, we tagged them here on site. So we built a studio. We had producers that produced, and we're walking out of here with ready-made ads that people can, that are already tagged with the retailer's information, that they can go run in their local market right now. So those are 2 big things. Another thing is we launched the SFN Member Rewards Program, which we have been working on that for 1.5 years. We worked on it with our team. We worked on it with the dealer council. We vetted it. We've designed something that's good for everybody. It's good for Shaw and it's good for the retailers. And what it does is enable them to be rewarded for the behaviors that we value most. So things like training, things like obviously their sales, but not only their sales, but their growth in the right types of things. We want them to be able to do what they want to do, but we want them all to succeed and be here 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now. And of course, we want them to still be part of our family.
All right. Well, this is the 3rd meeting that I've attended in the last 2 months. And I've got to tell you, the production, you have New York producers that put it on, the big, huge general session, and you get everybody involved. It's quite an event. Kudos to you both. Again, been talking to Danny Crutchfield and Danny Brock, the 2 people who put on the Shaw Flooring Network meeting every other year. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaAlley.net.